Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
What do you do when you're overrun by big, huge snakes, as in Burmese pythons? Well, if you're in the Florida Everglades, you organize the Florida Python Challenge, which kicked off this morning. This annual hunt is actually a conservation effort to remove Burmese pythons from the Everglades because they're an invasive species with a massive appetite. The grand prize for capturing the most snakes is $2,500. There are also prizes for capturing the longest snake and the biggest snake. And did we mention they can get really, really big? So just how big? Let's bring in Ian Bartoszek, conservation biologist at the Conservancy of Southwest Florida. And Ian, a few months ago, you and your fellow biologists captured a huge female python. Tell us about this snake, beginning with how long it was and how much it weighed.
Well, to date, this is the largest python by mass, by weight, caught in the state of Florida. And she topped out at 215 pounds and approached 18 feet in length. And until that point, we didn't know that pythons got over 200 pounds in the Everglades.
Right. I just want to really highlight that. 215 pounds, nearly 18 feet. So three times the length of a large man. This is a big snake. How did you capture this snake? I understand that you use something called a scouting snake.
Well, a scout snake, correct. We've been doing radio telemetry here in Southwest Florida for the past 10 years, so we know our neighborhood quite well when it comes to these large invasive apex predator snakes. And this past season, we were hot on the tail of one of our tagged male pythons named Dion. And after repeated checks on him out in a remote area of the Western Everglades, one day we walked into him and he was sitting next to this extra large female, and it was something to see for sure.
Right. And so what did she teach you, this extra large female? Like, what did you learn about its diet and its last meal, for example?
Well, I appreciate that question because that's definitely the why of the issue, why we're even after these animals. It's the wildlife impact. And when we had looked at this animal closer, conducting a necropsy at our lab here in Naples, we looked inside the python. She had 122 developing egg follicles. And that is currently a record for the amount of eggs these animals can lay and then sit on and incubate them. She also had the remains of hoof cores from a white-tailed deer in her digestive tract, a little bit of hair, and her last meal would have been an adult white-tailed deer. And that's the moral of the story here, what these animals are doing out there. And to date, researchers at the University of Florida have identified 24 mammal species, 47 species of bird, and three reptile species from the bellies of Burmese pythons.
All right. So this is part of the problem that these snakes cause in the Everglades. They're not a native species. They're invasive, as we mentioned. Where did they come from?
Well, they're from Southeast Asia, and they were brought here from the pet trade. Over 100,000 of them were imported into the U.S. since the late 70s, and they are a constrictor, one of the largest species of snake on the planet, and their superpower is they become very large very quick. They'll outpace their predators, and then that's the advantage they have. So this animal is very much out of the bag, and their range is expanding throughout the greater Everglades ecosystem, and the moral of the story is don't underestimate the Burmese python.
Well, you mentioned they can swallow a white-tailed deer and any number of other kinds of animals. Are they dangerous to people?
The researchers and myself have walked in on thousands of observations on Burmese pythons, and at no time have they ever been aggressive. It's always been defensive or trying to get out of our way. So they are very interested in our native wildlife. They're not interested in us.
Okay, that's interesting. So you mentioned how many were brought in. Any idea of how many Burmese pythons there are in Florida right now?
No, that would be the million-dollar question. And, you know, we're very much follow the science on this issue. And so behind the scenes now, many researchers are working on trying to understand better the life history parameters of this animal and to develop a population density model that eventually managers will be able to use to see if they're gaining any ground on this creature. Right now, it's very much just removal. There is no control of this species. It may be some localized control in specific areas with a lot of pressure, but this animal is so cryptic, beautifully patterned, and they are just programmed to the Everglades system, and they are just so hard to detect.
What do you mean by that? They're programmed to the Everglades system?
Well, it's a semi-aquatic snake, if you will. They're, sometimes people ask, are they on the land? Are they in the water? They're good on both, but right now we're in the middle of our wet season here. And so just visualize that dense habitat, whether it's the eastern Everglades, the River of Grass, or where I'm speaking to you from in the southwestern portion of the state, where it's forested, upland, wetland habitat. And just how would you find these needles in the haystack? What we do here, our methodology, is during the breeding season, we radio tag these male scout snakes. And some of them we've been on the tail of for 8 years or more now, and we have familiarity with them. And they will lead us to the reproductive active females that are hiding there. They're like a magnet, if you will. And that will increase our detection and allow our team to capture and humanely euthanize these animals.
I see. So we mentioned that the Florida Python Challenge starts today. It goes through August 14th. It's not a free-for-all. There's training that's required, rules about how to humanely kill a Burmese python. Is this hunting competition helpful in controlling the population of these snakes, do you think?
Well, you're speaking to a wildlife biologist here, and I would say something that's positive that comes from it is the fact that we're having a conversation on the issue. It does raise awareness and gets the word out and informs people about this issue. And so we're all collectively looking for landscape-level strategies to counteract this species as it expands its range. But right now, there's very few tools in the tool chest to use, and that's why the follow the science on the issue is the right approach.
And what is the goal? I mean, is the goal to eradicate these pythons from the wild in Florida? Is that the ultimate goal? And if so, what would that take, do you think?
Well, this animal's had such a head start. It's been in the system since the late 70s. So it's firmly established, and never say never, but currently the limited techniques that are available will not eradicate this species. Does that mean 10 years from now, some genetic technique has been developed that could be deployed? I don't know, but that seems a logical pathway to pursue. So in the meantime, this is definitely something that we can't sit on the sidelines for, very much have to get into the match, if you will. And that's something we've been doing here for the last 10 years at the Conservancy in Naples with our telemetry work, and it's very much research and removal. So the path forward is to follow the science on this issue.
Research and removal. And if you were to just sit on the sidelines and let this population just continue to boom, what would happen? What's the concern?
Well, I think we could all agree, especially if you live down here, that we don't want to share our space with giant snakes. And we're in this fight because of the wildlife issue. And this is a wildlife issue of our time for Southern Florida. And so it's very much stay on point, separate out the science from the sensational side of the story, and organize and move forward.
I get it. Still, an 18-foot, 215-pound snake is pretty sensational. That's Ian Bartoszuk. He's a conservation biologist at the Conservancy of Southwest Florida. Ian, thanks so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.